make me Dougie.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Danger Studios on Tuesday afternoon. I'm joined by Mr. Peter Leonard.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. Happy Tuesday.
Mr. Elgin David.
Yes, it is so good to be here. What's up, everybody?
It's great to be here. It's hot as balls here in South Florida, but I will not complain about my situation with these poor folks in Texas. You today on Facebook.
Those cowboys sucked.
Posting this stuff up with the animals, all the poor strays.
Oh, my God. You got to hear what's going on.
Yeah,
with
well.
Them. Oh, shit.
So.
Terrible.
You know what I mean? How many animals are out there.
Yep.
And there's cows. Can you imagine there's cows out in the field just standing there in the water? Like,
my God. That's terrible.
In their own piss.
In their own piss in giant pools of water. They can't escape. Those poor animals.
Yeah.
There's no grass, and then is all wet.
And of course, not just the animals, the people. And what a mess. And here, this was an interesting, I'm going to share the story with you, because I'm always telling you the story because it kind of depicts the mentality of our society right now, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm in Port Charlotte Friday night after the show.
Mm-hmm.
Great time at Vasani's, by the way.
Oh, yeah. How was it? Nice.
And... I get on the elevator. It's late at night. Heading back to the hotel around 11:30. Young black man, I don't know, my age maybe, getting extra sheets for the room or something. Had a bunch of sheets in his hand. We get on the elevator, and I just saw on the news that this storm had turned in from a 1 to a 3 or 4. And I'm like, wow, this is going to be horrible. And I couldn't help but comment when I'm on the elevator. I said, boy, these poor people in Texas, I mean, they're about to get hit with a, this is horrible, the storm, you know?
Right.
Right.
And the guy says to me, he goes, that dumbass President Trump of ours just pardoned that Sheriff Joe. And I was like,
what does that have to do with the hurricane?
And here's the thing.
Because Trump's in charge of the hurricane.
Yeah.
Didn't you know that?
This is not
And it was either, let's see, do we pardon this guy or we have the fucking hurricane?
Listen, I don't want to, this is not a pro-Trump, this is not a pro-Trump in any way story.
Okay.
It is only in the sense that I looked at the guy and went, I go, really? I go, no offense, my friend, but I'm a little more concerned
right.
with the thousands, if not millions of people
right.
that this storm is going to affect yeah. as opposed to some 85-year-old guy getting out of jail.
I agree.
And now here's the thing.
Yep.
I want you to focus on this before you sidetrack this fucking story.
I'm not sidetracking anything.
My car's is it just me, or is that like is that really... Like, isn't it the oddest thing? Like,
that's common sense. That why would you be thinking of that at a time like when this natural disaster is causing a devastation and the sadness and the deaths and everything that's going on in Houston? How could you be thinking about anything else?
I'll tell you why. Because some stranger in an elevator walks in, doesn't recognize him as being a Mexican, and this guy says something strange to him. Oh, he wants to go down to Texas. And this guy's more concerned about something else in his life. Why should that guy give a fuck?
It's a political statement as opposed to a life,
yeah.
humanity statement.
Like, exactly.
Like, to me, I was, you know, and, yes. and the only reason I mentioned he's a black man because he's a black man. You know, I could have just said he's a guy. It didn't make a difference.
Yeah, it could have been just a guy.
It didn't matter. To me, it was just the fact that I'm talking about a humanity story, and this person's talking about a political nonsensical, who gives a fuck? Like, is that really, right. is that what really is on your, like, to, if anybody's,
well,
like,
it's a natural disaster.
Like, well, when this Chelsea... When this Chelsea Manning, whatever, this
girl,
the girl now that got pardoned by Obama,
yeah.
treasonous, you know, right. I didn't give a fuck. Like, it wasn't like I went, oh, God, no, my day is like, you know what I mean?
30-year sentence like, and he's pardoned? Come on, why?
As much as I disliked Obama, please. I didn't dislike Obama that much where I had to go, oh, I can't, you know what I mean?
No, but I think, okay, the guy has his own opinion and every right to be mad about the Sheriff Joe thing, whatever. Joe Arpaggio, what's his
right.
name?
Apoggio.
But I think the timing Carpaccio. The timing of it is inappropriate in regards to the disaster that's going on right now.
Yeah,
like, yeah, you can be mad, but right now, literally, there's other more important crazy shit going on in Houston right now. Yeah.
Cows that are drowning and dogs that are in shelters.
And people who are sleeping in tents on roofs.
This is just, you know what I mean? And I just thought it was, to me, like, that's just how bad it is. And that's why I said I've unfollowed many people on Facebook already. Anybody that continuously posts about any type of political shit, I just unfollowed them.
Get rid of them.
You know,
they're
I don't have any
come to your shows anyway.
It's just I don't even want to see it anymore. Like, that's got to be the end game eventually. That eventually somebody's got to tell some people, like, look, I don't want to hear it anymore.
People do that.
Like, you know what I mean? I posted something on Facebook today. My good friend John Wynn, comedian John Wynn, who's supposed to have a show at Flappers this week on Thursday night.
Nice.
So if you're in California, what's that in what's that part of California where they used to film the Tonight Show? With Johnny Carson.
Burbank?
Burbank, California.
Yeah.
Flappers. Supposed to be doing a show there Thursday night, so go out and call Snappers. Snappers. Flappers Comedy Club and see if you can get a ticket for that show. But, you know, we have our own political disagreements. And I told you guys about the security thing. You know, the Antifa got a lot of problems because they got vicious in Berkeley.
Mm-hmm.
They beat up a bunch of free speech people because they just go ahead and categorize them as Nazis, as opposed to people just going out protesting, using their right to protest about free speech. And these fucking assholes go and start beating the shit out of people. So with that being said, militias are being formed. I know this because I've been asked to enroll in one. And these militias are going to be highly paid. These aren't college kids that are playing video games. These are trained professionals that can fucking do some damage.
So the militias are going to be formed to beat up the Antifa.
They're
going
to specifically go out to strategically when these protests are set.
And protect the protesters.
No. What they're going to go out is they're going to inflict heavy damage to a high number, if not a small number, of these fucking people.
Oh. Okay, I just want to make a statement now. If the FBI is listening or watching, I am not involved whatsoever.
Of course he's not. Look at Peter Leonard.
I am not. I don't own any weapons. I'm a 61-year-old Jew who's had many surgeries and a bad spine. I can't do a fucking thing. Don't lope me in with this guy.
All right, thank you.
I'm sorry.
No, I don't think anybody's
going to... I'll be rescuing animals from catastrophes and not fucking Nazis, even though they
killed my
grandpa.
Because we all know how good Peter is with animals.
No, but I'll kill
Nazis. He's got cats escaping his place.
Well,
listen.
Mine don't go blind. Mine don't need a seeing eye person.
So these people are going to be formed. Now, the only thing that can change this is that there's actually, before you know it, there may be legislation that'll pass that Antifa is going to be considered a terrorist group.
Yeah.
Or a gang of thugs.
Yeah.
They're actually going to be labeled that after this this recent event on Sunday.
It also could be...
That's legal for you to do, to form a group like that?
It's not legal.
And pay them to go beat up people?
But Soros is doing it with the Antifa members. So there's groups that... And here's the thing. Like, here's some of the things that...
What do they pay, bro?
Here's some of the... $500 an hour.
I'll go back to the gym, I swear to God.
Yeah, you better start eating raw eggs. You better start eating raw eggs in the morning.
It'll be like... I'll be running up the steps in
And then the fucking moron will trip on the stairs when he walks out of the house and get a concussion.
I'll break my hip and die.
Yeah. So it's an old and again, they're not going after just any able body. This isn't... You know, this isn't the battlefields of medieval times. These are frustrated people that are either ex-police, ex-military.
They are.
You know, just people that are sick of this shit.
Mm.
And, you know, I posted a video today when the guy in the wheelchair, the vet, was the Antifa guys threw water on him and shit.
Really? They threw water on somebody in a wheelchair?
Yeah. And they were trying to say, I didn't attack him. I just threw water at him. That's the mentality you have with somebody from Antifa. So now here's one of the ideas, snipers... knocking out two or three of the people, especially the ones that are in the head of the groups. Like, you know who the real organizers of those groups are. That you can easily be sought out. But a bullet between their fucking eyes on a couple different occasions, and then we'll get to see how many times Antifa goes out to protest. One strategy on how to eliminate Antifa. The other is, of course, is these bands of groups coming in, attacking them, and just making them disrupted. And here's the thing. And I made this point to somebody: these hoopleheads, the Nazis, they're so far. That's why they're not doing protest. They're greatly outnumbered, which is a good thing, because the Nazis are the real fucking assholes, right? These are the people that were born to hate. They're pretty dedicated, but thank God there's only a few of them. But the Antifa are a bunch of hoopleheads that want to try to make a difference. Like they think they're doing something good for the world, right? They actually think they're standing for something. But the first knock in the head, the first of there to fall with a bullet of a 22 gauge in their forehead will make them say, you know what, maybe I'll stay home and watch football tomorrow. So choose your sides wisely. Protest the things you think are very important.
Right.
If you really want to spend your life and you want to waste your life protesting something, God bless you, go do it. You're in America, go do it. Just understand that there could be a potential cause or something to pay. Anyway, North Korea decided to be a good idea to launch a missile over Japan.
Yeah, what was that all about? Because it didn't even get anywhere. And did it
go somewhere. It flew over.
It went over and went in the water, yeah.
Right. There was a moment in time where Japan had to decide if they were going to try to shoot it down, thinking they were a threat. But I imagine some Japanese guy went, oh, look, it's going to go way over us.
So they just watched it go by.
Yeah.
Did it explode into the ocean?
It blew up in pieces and landed in the ocean on the west side of Japan.
Okay, so now what is...
I should say the east side at that point.
So now what? Are they at war?
No, but actually South Korea today in retaliation sent F-16s and Hornet fighters to drop bunker bombs just off the fucking perimeter of North Korea.
They're no longer delivering to Japan, by the way.
Yeah.
No delivery. Where you... Can we order Kung Galbi? No. Where do you live?
So,
Japan? No delivery to
it. And then it was funny because last night, you know, I manage money during the day.
Right.
So when you have something like this occur.
What are you, a teller?
And, you know, you have something like this happen. Of course, the stock futures are like ballistically, they're getting, I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be a hell of a day in the stock market. But it didn't do that bad. It was actually up, believe it or not.
Wow. People panicking right now with all this shit going on.
People aren't panicking.
Are they not? Investing? Are they pulling back? Are they closing? Are they closing accounts? Are they freaking out? Are they hiding money in their mattresses? What are they doing?
I hope not. I mean, you know,
what do you do with your money, Elgin?
Me, I actually put it in a box on top of the oops. I put it in the bank, and I spend it when I need to.
You gotta have it. You gotta have a basis of savings.
And I got a savings account, and every check I get, I put in the savings, and I keep stashing away.
Well, good.
And you take the cash you need every day out of your chick's purse. Is that how that works?
Well, I mean, you don't have to tell her so publicly, but maybe. <All right.
laughs> So try to stick on subject. So I'm just saying, dude. You always do that, but
I asked
something.
A question. Nothing. I asked you a question.
Where'd you put money?
I asked you a question.
You got money. You got a lot of money recently, didn't you?
I got a bit. I got a tiny little bit.
Now, we're not talking about... Oh, we're talking about your money. Yeah. So have you invested it? How come you haven't asked me to invest any money?
Because I'm about to buy a condo.
Yeah.
Decided to go that route and rent it.
Nice.
You're going to buy a property to rent it out?
Yeah.
As opposed to live in it?
Well, because I still have some time left on my lease, and I figure I can actually make more money by buying someplace, renting it out, and knock off like $500
I got
my
you. So when
rent.
Your lease runs out, you're gonna kick these people out and go back in your home?
Sure.
Listen, I'm all for not having a mortgage. Like, my goal in the next few years is to sell this house and then sell this big-ass house
and
buy a nice little place and cash, no mortgage.
That's a great idea with a small, and you go to a place that has, like, a very small...
Can you imagine? No car payment, no mortgage.
Yep.
Get your leg. You got, what's your bills?
Amazing.
Like $800 to $1,000 a month?
You'd be amazing. Oh my God,
I could actually live off comedy. I can actually make a living being a feature. But, you know, who wants to do that? By the way, speaking of comedy, don't forget Wednesday night, Todd Valino's Wise Guys Comedy Show. I'll be there. And Joseph Ney, the comic older gentleman who does comedy here, is our guest spot. And Shannon Hall and Frankie Paul.
Yes, that's going to be
the Hall and
awesome
Paul show.
The Hall and Paul show.
Wow.
So,
what a great show.
Don't forget to come out to that this Wednesday night. I'll be in town.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. It's Hall and Paul.
So we covered a few things. Another backlash. This was another story today. They're watching everybody freak out. Joel Osteen,
one of the largest
churches in Texas.
This guy
originally said that he wasn't gonna. He was gonna close the place because I guess there was supposedly damage. The place suffered. It was actually, you know, at first he was saying there was underwater. It had its own issues. It couldn't be a shelter. Then after some backlash and everybody saying, how could you be for God and helping people, and decided to open it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think he kind of had to at that point. Once the internet went on fire talking about him.
All the little boys in the basement were drowning, though, bro. You know?
He's a pastor, not a priest, Peter.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Try, you know.
Oh, there's a difference?
Yeah, there is.
Okay. Or little girls. Little girls are the cellar vagina.
Priests mess with boys. Pastors mess with girls and other guys' wives.
Oh, okay.
Understand your fucking religious.
I've
got
to get my guide to Catholicism. You know, I've got to get my, you know.
So now what's the deal?
Religion for dummies.
Did they open for the people?
Eventually, yeah, he said, anybody who's in need of shelter, come into the church. Head to the church.
Why now, what's going on at the Astrodome, the Houston Dome, whatever they have? What do they have in Houston now? Because remember they had...
You're talking about in New Orleans?
Yeah, what they gave
remember shot. how fucked up the Silver Dome got with all those people in there? They had to scrub that shit down.
Well, what's going to happen to Joel Osteen's fucking
church?
That's
what he probably said. He goes, want these fucking animals in his place? Screw the place up.
It's going to get destroyed.
A mega church in Houston closed its doors in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey.
Harvey.
Which has caused catastrophic flooding, as we all know. An announcement on Facebook said Pastor Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church had shut due to the storm and asked people to pray for those affected.
Damn, that's fucked up. When I was a kid, we lived in a house, and our landlord's name was Harvey, and he evicted us.
Really? Yeah. It's all coming together.
You got to pay the rent.
It's a bastard.
Yeah, yeah. That fucking asshole, he kicked us out.
Harvey's a shitty name. Fuck that guy.
He's a Jew. Harvey the Jew? You know that.
How do you know?
Who else's name's a kid Harvey? But Harvey Weinstein. What was his last name? Schwartz?
I have no idea.
Did the hurricane have a... Oh, you're talking about
I only knew his name was Harvey. That's all I knew my whole life. He would come and bang on the door.
You thought his
all
last name was the prick. What kind of name is the prick?
So,
that Jewish?
So I guess he decided to open it, but whether or not,
I wonder how long that's going to last for.
I don't know. Man.
And how long is he going to allow the people to stay there for?
Well,
if
listen.
If it's a week, 2 weeks, a month, the place is going to get wrecked.
Yeah. I mean, it's like having neighbors. It's like family. You don't mind letting family stay.
Right.
But, they can't stay for weeks.
Right, but in this time of need, especially him having the money that he has, he should use that church money to help the people.
Yeah, you would think. You'd say, look, we're gonna create a shelter for everybody if there's home, if nobody has a home.
Yeah.
It's not they don't have enough shit to worry about. They have these floating bands of fire ants.
What?
There's so much flooding in Houston area, in these areas, that, fire ants don't drown.
Right.
They just kind of all climb on each other.
You're right.
And they float around like an island.
Holy shit.
So can you imagine you sitting there like waddling through the water and what's that? Something biting me?
A million things.
Yeah. Could you imagine you're waddling through the water
and it's just,
holding
your
precious shit above your arms?
Oh,
and,
finally an island to finally, rest on.
Can you get your balls above your arms? Above the water? Holding your precious shit. I don't want fire ants on my balls.
But and then you think, this is fine. It can't get much worse than this. Next thing you know, you walk into a mound of fire
just
ants,
covered in thousands of ants.
Yeah,
those things are the worst. We used to stick our feet in the ant piles when we were kids.
Why? On purpose?
Yeah, we would dare people to stick it in and see how long you can hold your foot inside the ant pile.
Yeah,
and we fucking tear your feet up.
You know, like in hazing,
you couldn't afford a ball, a little Spalding ball. Your parents could get your fucking handball.
And
this is the joy of these kids.
Well, no, because when you kick especially a red ant hill, the ones down here in South Florida, so many ants come out. It's amazing to see.
Yeah.
But we used to be like, hold your foot in that shit, bro. I dare you. And
how long is the longest anybody did?
Oh, like 5 seconds, 10 seconds, but nothing crazy because. You would die,
right? Well, in hazing in sports, we used to haze in our high school soccer team, and one of the things we did one time was out in the back of the Coconut Creek High School near the baseball fields. There was a trash can that was kind of upside down, and it had rained for a while, and there was this huge castle like red ant ant mound that didn't get touched by the elements because it was covered with a garbage can. So we took one of the freshman soccer players, stripped him naked, grabbed him up. We had guys grab each leg and we brought him like right across from his ass, like on his butt, like dragged him like so the ant pile went right up his crotch.
Wow.
When you were gay?
Yeah, that was actually.
Is that the first sign that you knew
that
you
was
were
my first encounter?
Homosexuality. Why would you do that to some?
So what happened to the kid?
By the way, you're very, very far off topic again.
It's my show, so I'm allowed to do that.
I want to really
Okay. It's my show, not yours.
Remind you that we're
it's my show, Peter. It's my fucking show.
Hands
see,
with balls.
I'm sitting in front of a screen.
Fucking cows.
I'm sitting in front of a screen
There's
with
so
a fucking
much
outline.
Shit going on
that,
here.
That we're not going to get
an
sidetracked
outline
on some fucking story that you want to go
an
down
outline.
And somehow plug one of your fucking your one of your advertisers on your fucking AM show. Why is it he does that? Every time this guy fucking comes up with a story, ends up, oh, by the way, let me plug, you know, fucking Video Warehouse.
No. By the way, if you haven't bought a BMW from Bremen in West Palm Beach and seen my good friend.
Anyway, so, by the way, let's hear it for Bremen because we're going to be doing a comedy show for their the teachers that are coming into Palm Beach.
You're welcome.
So, I don't know.
It's terrible in Houston, man. And they're
dude,
expecting more rain. They got more
it's
rain
supposed to
coming.
It's supposed to be next day or two, and the levees are about to break and all kinds of shit. What a fucking mess.
What do you mean about to, a dam did?
There's some that already have overflown, but there's more that are about to, you know. It's just a horrible thing. You know, is this the only thing that could probably bring this country together? Is like we, you know, you're going to sit there and worry about Nazis when people are fucking don't have a home and shit? You think the people that are fucking sitting in a shelter right now give a fuck about Nazis? You think they give a fuck about free speech?
Mm-mm.
You think these people care about any of this shit?
Mm-mm.
I don't either.
I swear it's just ridiculous.
Right, just the bare essentials, just the basics.
Look, and the guy flew out there today with the wife, and they went
critiquing
to
her shoes. They talked because she had high heels. She had stilettos on, and then she had a hat on that said FOTUS.
What is she supposed to? Is she supposed to be in
FOTUS? Is the first lady of the United States? Yeah.
Is she supposed to wear like a yellow slicker and hip waders and shit? You know. Because it's raining? Come on.
I'm just, they made fun of Obama with his beige suit.
Terrible, man.
Right? I mean, that's
the
thing. No one gives a fuck.
Right.
Why I don't give a fuck if he showed up with a fucking clown outfit on.
He showed up.
I don't care.
Right.
Give a fuck.
He got there.
I don't give a shit. When North Korea launches a missile over Japan, I don't give a shit if the first lady's wearing stilettos, flip-flops. I don't fucking care.
Not at all.
And if you're going to sit there and concentrate on shit like that, you know, Matt, you know what? Maybe you should get attacked by fire ants.
The less she wears, the more I like it.
I'm telling you. She should have showed up in a fucking bikini.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, I think it's about the water. I'm going to go swimming.
Yeah.
That would have got votes.
Oh, yeah. You ain't kidding, man. Just imagine that would be her rescue mission, bringing bikinis to the women in Houston. In case you need to get in the water here. His bikinis, all kinds of sizes.
I got all kinds of stylish bikinis for $19.99.
The Trump logo on the thing.
It's got the Trump on the titties.
Yeah. T.
All right, where you grab the pussy.
Yeah.
This is where you hit the T spot.
Right.
You're right there, Elgin? You feeling bad about Houston, are you?
Terrible.
Well, I can tell you somebody who doesn't give a shit about Houston.
Who's that?
What's your name?
Dallas.
Mavis Wanzek.
Mavis. Why was
or
she
Mavis Wanzek.
What'd she do?
She's the one who won the $758 million Powerball.
She should give $100 million.
You'd think this fucking woman.
Man.
Like, why aren't these people all criticizing her? She just won $758 million. She should come out and say, you know what, I'm going to donate some money to the poor people in Houston.
Yep.
So, yeah, let's go, Marvis.
Let me give 25 fucking
Mavis.
Mil. I would do that. Get
right?
A couple of mil here.
Do you think, don't you think we should be bugging Mavis for some donations?
A couple of mil here, a couple of mil there.
Right? I mean, fuck your friends and your relatives who want to open up a nail salon.
Right.
Yeah, you know, let's Chicken help shack. Some people here.
Right. Bullshit.
And, of course, along with the problems in Houston, it's always a little concerning when you see the looters hitting the stores.
They've arrested some robbers today. And also armed robbers. They're robbing people. The people who went to the bank and got cash were smart before the fucking hurricane,
right?
Except for the fact that now they're getting
robbed.
By the
way, if you ever get if a hurricane's coming, you got to get out a couple grand.
You better get your cash.
You better have
Elgin.
At least cash,
Elgin. You better get to the bank.
And the stores are putting all the prices up, like
gouging
a $42 24 pack of water.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. I saw it.
That's illegal, like in Florida, right?
And
gouging.
Gas is like $25 a gallon and
that's
shit.
Impossible. It can't be.
I'm telling you, man. Sort of shit.
Well, first of all, they can't be pumping gas with no electricity. Well, they probably have that after all that shit in New Orleans and down here. Now here, you know,
they got a problem. They still have problems with what they call the generators. But where they process oil into gas.
Watch the gas. By the way, guys, fill your gas tanks in the next 24 hours because gas prices will go up. Even though we don't get our gas from there,
right?
But that's what
yeah,
they
it's
say.
All
gas.
Part of Doug, the big system.
Doug, check the gas futures tomorrow.
I'll do that.
Thank you.
Did you put money for the Powerball? Did you buy any tickets?
No. I wish I did. I bought.
My wife bought some tickets. And I was, you know.
How'd that work out for you?
And we lost. Of course. I'm still sitting here doing this.
Mavis won. And you know what happened? Bitch. Apparently, she just left the guy she was with for 15 years a year before she
really?
Won. They separated.
You're
so
kidding me.
He would have married her. He's probably kicking himself in the ass.
Could you imagine?
Yeah,
786 million.
He's probably banging some Waffle House waitress now, and he's like, "Yeah, she's so hot. This girl likes to perform oral on me." And the winner of the Powerball is
Mavis
Wanzik. No, God damn it!
No, he'll be on.
How fucking frustrated would he be?
Oh my god, he is. It's true.
He'll write a book. He'll be. He's like Pete Best from the Beatles. You know, he's the drummer that the Beatles kicked out.
Oh wow! Before Ringo.
Yeah. God damn it.
I could have been there.
It's like Brian Dunkelman and Ryan Seacrest.
Right, exactly.
Remember that?
Brian Dunkelman didn't come back for season two.
Of his own accord.
Yeah, he didn't think he was it. He ready, right?
This show sucks. It's not going to make
it.
He's
never going to go anywhere.
Right.
What an idiot. What an idiot.
Brian Dunkelman.
By the way, speaking of idiots, congratulations to Florida. It has won again. The country's worst drivers. And if you don't believe that, just get on 95 right now.
I'll show you my scars and everything else.
Yeah, you've had a couple accidents. I don't even know if I want you in my car.
No,
you know what I mean. You're jinxed.
Yeah, except for the fact that you know I'm always on the you know the non-ticketed side of things, which is always the better side of things. You know what I mean?
You never want to be responsible.
So, no, Jesus Christ. It's just terrible, man. These people who drive. And this is a bad state because, number one, they've got a myriad of young idiot drivers, 18 years old.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you've got the 80-year-olds. Yep. So those are the two worst insured groups there could possibly be.
The elderly and the...
And the fucking teens that zip around these... You know,
and I already said it. I can't be on the road. Almost everybody I see on the road is looking at their phone.
Oh, my God.
Everyone.
Everybody on the road is looking at their fucking phone.
I honk like a bastard. I honk at them like
crazy. Everyone's looking at their phone.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm. I give them that look. I give them the, like...
And they're not just texting. They're watching videos. Yeah.
They're filming themselves.
Filming themselves.
They're Snapchatting.
They're on their Facebook. Oh, my God.
Get off the phone, people.
I see you filming yourself, Peter, when you're on Facebook Live.
I'm always stopped. You look at all my videos. I'm always stopped.
You're doing a lot of Facebook Live. You are. What's up? You're doing a lot of it lately.
Yeah, you know, promote
trying to
the
connect.
Hey, I heard that JVC, one of the radio stations, was purchased somewhere up north, wasn't it?
93.5. They turned it to that.
KTU?
You know, no.
That's 103.5.
Listen, do you know that? You must like this shit, man. There's that new station, Revolution Radio, 93.5. Have you heard it at all?
No, not at all. What is it?
Dude, it's that electric dance music. It's EDM.
Yeah.
It's all EDM. So if you're eating fucking, you know, narcotics or hallucinogenics and sucking lollipops.
And you want to listen to FM radio.
Right. There it is, 93. Yeah. You know, it's that 180 beats a minute thing. You could drive yourself crazy. But this guy and some French real estate guy, Italian, moron, he likes the music. He likes the music. He bought the signal in Miami. He bought the signal in Broward. Bought the signal in Palm Beach.
And now he gets to hear all his
EDM,
music.
He wants this EDM music all over the state of Florida.
He could just spend $12 a month for Pandora or something.
He wants to be a radio station owner. Know, man. It's going to fail miserably.
You think so?
Well, Party 93.1, that great cock station that was on the air like 3 years ago.
Right.
The dance station. Remember that? That was in and out for a year.
I used to listen to it all the time. That was actually my favorite station.
Right. Really?
Yeah, for what? But I was in those fucking zipperhead days doing all that crazy shit.
Right.
Like,
I'm lit. Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Here with Peter Leonard.
It's been fun.
And Elgin David.
Goodbye.
And we'll be back with Straight from the Headlines right after this.
Hi, this is Ty Rivera, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. He's not a dickhead, and he's not popping peas.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. Welcome back. to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, and it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it.
Them.
Them.
Astronaut pee could be turned into plastics. Bet you didn't know that.
What is it? Astronaut pee?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, for what purpose? To make a fork?
A cup.
To eat with. Yeah. So you can drink the pee.
So you hold your pee. Yeah, well, supposedly, astronaut pee could be turned into plastics. Astronauts are masters at recycling. And the brave spacefarers are aboard our International Space Station already repurposing urine and the humidity they exhale into drinking water. But when it comes to time to send a manned mission to Mars, pee might be even more crucial resource. They say an effort using astronaut pee to build materials like plastic and eventually vital nutrients is well underway.
Good luck.
Yeah. All right. Listen, I'm all for going to Mars. I know it's a one-way ticket. I know it's a one-way trip, but what's that? I gotta recycle my piss?
Yeah.
Into a cup?
No, and thanks.
Then eat the cup?
It's like that.
Yeah, we got another segment, Brooke, so that's all right. I'll try to answer all the questions on Facebook Live while I'm doing the show, especially the news segment. Yes. One strain has been tweaked to produce polymers, which could be used to build plastic objects in a 3D printer. Hmm. So you just take a piss in the 3D printer, and then, it'd be like the Jetsons. Or what's that show where they just turn on the thing and it would come out? It was like a space show. It was like a sci-fi
Jetsons,
show. Was it
Jetsons?
You open these like
cartoon.
Yeah, you know, give me a hamburger, and it comes out.
Yeah,
right.
They were the first to have like a microwave, and people don't know what the fuck is that. And now it's for real.
Okay. We haven't had a microwave.
Flying cars too.
Think so?
We don't have flying cars yet.
Yes, they do.
There's one or two, but they're not really resourceful.
Says you.
I think they're going to have.
You can't afford one.
They're going to have human drones pretty soon.
Yeah, exactly. Before you have a car,
yeah,
that's what you're going to get. Like a jet ski. You're going to have a pod that you can get in.
Yeah, it's somewhat like a drone,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, exactly what it's going to be.
Like 8 propellers around it.
Right.
That go, but it's going to be loud.
Imagine crashing into the people up there somewhere.
Imagine two ping pong balls,
If there's accidents down here, what do you think there's going to be up there?
Oh, that's what I think all the time.
But don't you think if you're in the air, that you have more room than on roads?
Yeah,
what I mean?
Okay, but then you let's say you your car breaks down.
What if you're in the what if you're in the left lane? I'm trying to get the.
You can't pull over to the shoulder when you're fucking 10,000 feet in the
backyard.
Air.
Yeah,
that'd be funny, right? You're out there having a picnic out back, a little barbecue, and somebody falls in your pool with their pod.
You know what it'd be? Oh, I guess they would all have parachutes, probably.
Well, it'd have to be limited. Like in other words, something like that could have a certain restriction or like a regulator. What do they call that? Or a governor, like a governor to keep like a certain height. You couldn't be able to fly over a certain height.
Wow. Right, of course.
And maybe, here's the thing. If you're traveling one direction, you got to fly at 10,000 feet. If you're traveling the other direction, you got to fly at 5,000 feet.
So you fly over
That's what they do, basically.
And how do you exit?
Well, that's the thing.
I'm a guy in 10,000 feet. I want
to
get down. I want to land now.
You got to get to a certain coordinate.
I need to land now.
You got
to
get to a certain coordinate, which would be like a tunnel. It'd be a downward. You couldn't cross through it. You can only go up and down in it.
Okay.
Downward doggy.
Yeah.
This would be special drone like parking zones.
You know, now with GPS and stuff, that's what it's saying. You say it would like a car can drive without a driverless cars.
Mm. Right.
You know, eventually, if everything's sequenced into latitude, longitude.
If it was in the air, it'd be way easier. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You just got to fly. You got to fly to a certain longitude, latitude. And you'd have you wouldn't need to build a road in the sky. You would just need to know the areas of that you're traveling through.
What about the elementor, the nature elements that you have to add into it? Rain, storms, wind, animals, birds flying into your propellers. Mm. There's a lot of variables that makes it harder.
People smoking a cigarette and throwing it out the window.
A kid or ball bouncing in the street. Mm. What if someone hits a home run?
Fucked up, man.
Yeah.
Some guy
lets a big, all those fucking Asian lanterns. Mm-hmm. What are they called?
Yeah, right. They're letting all their little lanterns into the sky, and then boom, your propellers are shot.
Yeah. Here's a story. Bride and groom arrested after wedding celebration turns into a bar brawl.
I like that.
Isn't that great? I knew you shouldn't have invited those assholes.
We didn't fight till I got home.
I object.
We didn't fight till we got home.
And bride and groom still dressed in their wedding finery were arrested when their post-marriage celebration and bar at a bar turned into an ugly brawl.
Shouldn't have been going to diamond dolls for
witness Ryan Boucher, 34, of Edmonton, Canada, who was with a couple's friends at a downtown bar, Denison Hall, was there when the fight broke out on Saturday night. Bachowski and his friend Matthew Machado,
Machismo,
30, said they saw a group of 10 people, presumably coming from a wedding, enter the bar at around 10 p.m. This is not exactly the kind of place where you'd expect a wedding party to show up.
No.
But the witness said you could tell they've been drinking all day, and a few of them were pretty drunk. Within 20 minutes of arriving at the bar, Machado said the bartender stopped serving them, and security asked them to leave.
Wow.
All of a sudden, the wedding party broke into a brawl.
Oh, my God.
Can't tell a drunk you can't have any more to drink.
That's a really tough thing to do. And the first one to take a swing was the bride.
Yeah. Don't tell me what I could do.
Picked up a bottle and smashed it in the guy's head.
Bridezilla.
I'm Mrs. Dumbfuck now.
So did they get arrested? What happened?
Intrigued. The newlyweds are both arrested. The bride, 36, was charged with assault, and the groom, 37, was charged with mischief. One person sustained minor injuries as a result of the brawl. But, hey, that marriage is off to a good start.
The funny thing is she still had sex on the first night of her wedding.
Yeah.
It just wasn't with her husband.
Yeah.
Some jailer.
Bail guy, yeah. the guy who booked her.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you got to check under that wedding dress, my dear. You might have some weapons there. Take your garter off. Now throw it behind you.
Man nabbed in New York had license suspended 81 times.
Wow.
That's it?
And we still have the worst drivers.
He's only 18 years old.
Yeah. He just had his license. Still uses a restricted license.
81 times.
You remember your restricted license when you had to drive with a parent?
No, because my parents were dead.
I thought your mom was still alive.
No, she is. But I just
try to keep your story straight.
Wait, so to get your license restricted 81 times, do you have to get it given back to you 80 times?
Authorities say police in New York have arrested 21-year-old man.
21?
Who had his driver's license suspended 81 times. Police say Dylan Garcia of Medford was pulled over on Wednesday on the Sunrise Highway in Oakdale. A police spokesman said suspensions usually occur after someone fails to pay fines or appear in court to answer charges. She says she doesn't have specifics on Garcia's case and doesn't know how many summonses he had received. Each summons that went unpaid could have resulted in a single suspension. So what happened was, it's not like he basically just kept never paying his fucking bills. They kept suspending his license.
Yeah.
And he was still driving.
Of course he's still driving, because you don't have to turn, they send you a letter. Hey, your license is suspended. That happened to me once. My license was suspended, and I didn't know it. I had no freaking clue.
Yeah.
Because they had, I'd moved or something.
Something happened. Yeah, I've had that happen once.
Did it happen?
Yeah.
It was fucked up, man.
You get pulled over, and you're like, hey, what are you talking about?
Right.
And you think you're going to be in one of those videos where you're getting an argument with the cop and you get your shit beat out of you.
Mm.
Yeah, but it just turned out, like you said, it was a ticket that had been paid. And,
Prove within 24 hours that the thing was done. I knew I had paid it. Hey, Christ, can you imagine that on your wedding night, Elgin, when you get all fucked up and we all go out to some bar after your wedding and you open your mouth because, you're all toasted. Lit.
It's happened before, at a wedding.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I've opened my mouth drunk in public and caused some commotion.
Right,
that was definitely
unnecessary. In defense of your babe, though.
Never in defense of like a babe or nothing like that. Just me being stupid. But in defense of a girl, I think that's. I don't think I've ever been disrespected in that way.
That's nice.
Luckily,
I have, man. I had to hit somebody at a wine event.
What do you do?
Remember my blonde girlfriend years ago, the guy was like loaded out of his mind. He goes, "What do you do with this guy? He should be coming home with me." And I said, "Buddy, please do me a favor." And then he said, and then he actually used his arm on me to like push me kind of, and I just hit him as hard as this is Cappy Bella
in the face.
Oh yeah, hit him right in the side of the temple. I knocked him down. It was great. Oh come on, it was 12 years ago. It was in great shape, man. It was fucking. Jesus Christ. It was an ugly scene.
Yeah.
She got pissed at me.
Of course. Because you're the brute. You're the asshole.
Pissed at me.
They always do.
You're the one who's got
to
walk
around. As much as they want you to defend
them,
they don't want you to be like jealous.
You're brutal.
You're jealous. He wasn't even.
You're just complimenting.
You didn't have to do that.
Right. You're just jealous.
Because you're stripper and you walk around with your tits hanging out. That's what happens, man.
Speaking of bad things happening, psychic scammed elderly man to remove evil spirits. Galloway Township, New Jersey. New Jersey authorities say a psychic and her son cheated an elderly man out of more than $147,000.
Wow.
That's a lot of money, huh?
For treatment, they said, would rid him of evil spirits.
Yeah, money's evil.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll rid you,
I'm going to rid you of them.
Give it to me.
Those mischievous Jacksons.
Yeah.
Galloway police say Kim Wando and her son Frank. Mark Franco faced theft and conspiracy charges. Authorities say the pair told police the money was for a car from Marco's auto dealership, $147,000 car.
Yeah. Had the big
victim,
wheels.
Who is not named.
Rims.
Please don't mention who I am. Told police Wando offered his treatments to cleanse his soul. Mm. Bend over, sir. I'm going to cleanse your soul.
Right.
Authorities say the first visit cost $5,000. Wando eventually recommended a 14-step program that cost $10,000, $10,500 per step.
Well, that's a big step. You know?
It's a lot of steps.
It's a lot of shoes.
Can I get a discounted step?
Yeah, really. I just step ahead.
Yeah, people are just so gullible, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, they could have stopped at like 100.
What I'm trying to figure out is, here's
a guy. You don't stop it. If you got somebody that keeps reaching in their pocket, you don't stop.
I'm going to ask you both a question.
It's like when people loan money, right? If you let people borrow money, they won't stop borrowing money from you.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
And then they eventually think you don't have to pay you back.
How stupid do you have to be?
It's very relevant.
But how stupid do you have to be to have saved $147,000 fucking dollars and whoever knows how much else? You know? Oh, he's naive, he's stupid. Well, you know what? He wasn't that stupid. He fucking made $147,000 and had it in the bank somewhere, and, you know.
Right. But well, he was 80-something years old, so
yeah,
that's
well,
not
that,
a lot of money.
Well,
80-year-old people that age don't spend money either. You know, this time of year when I worked in the bank.
Also, could have been a little bots, too.
Yeah, of course he is. And then I would go to somebody's house. I remember one time when I worked at the bank, I had to go to this, it was in Hallandale. I went to this lady's house. She has like $300,000 in a bank account. Uh-huh. I'm talking to her about it, you know. Meanwhile, I go to her house, it's summertime, it's like 100 degrees out, and she doesn't have the fucking air on.
Right.
I'm like, listen, I don't know, I'm not going to tell you where to put your money yet, but I could tell you that you should put on the fucking air.
FPL. Rose Weinstein, right? Is that the name on the account? Anyway.
Phil, here's a story. Philadelphia Eagles fan gets the last laugh with his obituary.
Oh, wow.
In Port Republic, New Jersey, a New Jersey man took parting shot at the Philadelphia Eagles in his obituary. Jeffrey Riegel, 56, died last Friday. Before his death, the Port Republic New Jersey man promised friends a funny message in his obituary. Mm. The longtime Eagles fan obituary asked for Riegel to have 8 Philadelphia Eagles as his pallbearers so the Eagles can let him down one last time.
Oh, that's very funny. I think that's great, man.
Right?
Yep.
Fucking Philadelphia
Eagles. I was going to say, you've already buried me in the past, so bury me now.
Right.
You know?
Not a bad thing.
Did you hear about the Falcon Stadium?
What?
Yeah, the new Mercedes Stadium.
Well, they built the Chick-fil-A in there.
And that opens Sundays, right?
Yeah. Isn't that stupid?
Yep. What more? And how much they pay, by the way, for any of those guys pay to have a location in a stadium? A lot of money.
Yeah, it's like prime real estate.
Oh, my God.
But it's only open once, it's not like it's open all that often, so.
Right. Well, the Dolphin Stadium has some great food now, man. They have some real big shit going on down there, man. Hard Rock, they've got all these.
By the way, Don, thanks for listening, buddy, and have fun at the dog park.
So long.
Don't pick up any bitches.
Yeah. Hey, $10 on number 7 for me.
Yeah.
And the 6th race.
I haven't been to a Greyhound race in a long time. My first time I went to a Greyhound race, I was in college, and my buddy John, my roommate, he was a gambler. So he's never been there, so let's go. We get there just in time for the last race. I pick up we don't have to pay to get in. I pick up a program off the floor. Mm-hmm. The dogs are being paraded in front of us. You know, they walk them. And I'm watching the number 8's like bouncing around. I said, I like that dog. He goes, really? I go, yeah. And he picks the 1 and the 5.
Right.
So we bet the 1-5 Quinella and the 1-5 Tri-Box.
How'd you know their name?
Trifecta. And this is when I was in college.
Which one's Quinella? The 1 or the 5?
And, you know what I mean? I had and sure enough, they came in 1-5-8.
Get the fuck out.
Won like $1,800.
Wow.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
You went back the next night and lost it.
No, well, I tried to go back and watch the dogs. And that was it. But I paid my rent in high school. I paid my rent for like four or five months.
No, that's awesome. I've won at the horse track before, but only like $280 on a trifecta box.
They're rigged.
But, you know, I've been to the dog clubs too, with the Palm Beach Kennel Club.
Right.
Yeah, Palm Beach Kennel Club. I love watching the dogs.
Do they still do that? Like,
yeah,
there's no more High Life, but there's
Kennel.
Right?
Oh, there's High Line.
There's High Line down in Dania.
Mm-hmm.
They still do it. They brought it back. That's right.
They closed Miami High Line. That's out.
Yeah.
Dania High Line's up because there's a big problem with
that. Here's a story. Sex worker who makes regular visits to a 90-year-old dementia patient says he tells me what he wants with his eyes.
That's how I'm going
to
be.
Look at him. He's telling me right now to reach in my pocket and take $100 out.
The gold watch is all yours. Yep.
See that?
I know what he's telling me.
See that back tooth?
Get the pliers.
Right. My glass eye is worth a couple of bucks.
Emma has monthly sessions with Roger at his care home, and she even has the blessing of the elderly man's family. Of course. Wow. If my gramps was getting banged by some hooker.
Yeah. Why don't you get banged? Maybe she's licking around his balls a little bit. Who knows?
A sex worker has revealed she visits a care home for regular sessions with a 93-year-old man who suffers dementia. Are you sure I didn't pay you? Emma, who has
but you just came in my mouth.
Emma, who has been
I did.
That's good. Extra.
All right.
Emma, who has been in the sex industry for 30 years, pays monthly visits to Roger, and she even has the family's blessings.
Yeah.
Says here that Roger and Emma is not in this photo, of course. Met up in a monthly sessions at his care home.
Oh my God!
And while he struggles to communicate verbally, she said his blue eyes sparkle. And tell her that things that he wants her to do. I guess when you go like this and you look down at your pecker, it means blow me.
Right.
I look at his beautiful blue sparkly eyes, and they pretty much, the staff at a nursing home know about the visits and encourage them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have to clean up after the fucker.
And they say, by the way, those sparkly blue eyes, those are cataracts, son. He can't see a fucking thing.
Where is this fucking place?
I think it's in England.
Sparkly. Well,
and they encourage it. Wow, that's where you should go to retire.
I'm moving to England.
The staff says that Emma has become very close to Roger over the past several years.
She even changes his diapers now.
Some dementia sufferers experience a spike in sexual desire. Well, if you keep forgetting shit, you keep forgetting you didn't get laid yet.
Did I jerk off today or not?
Yeah, I didn't jerk off yet. she said we look at pictures, not sex pictures, of things he used to be interested in.
Vaginas.
Titties, nipples. And we have a tipple of his favorite drink. Must be London if they say England, if they say tipple.
Yes, a tipple.
But most of their communication is through mutual touch.
I put a tipple on my nipple.
Yes. Okay, go ahead and look at me, and I'm going to put my thumb on your balls. Dementia can have a marked effect on sex drive, with some losing their libido, while others experience increased desire.
I can't wait till I get fucking dementia.
Are you sure you don't have it already?
Honey, I don't think I need the Viagra. Yeah, what's that? What was I talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. Holy! Did you get my prescription for dementia? Did you go to your doctor? Give me a script. What do you need? Dementia. I need my sex drive back.
Yeah.
I need to get my cock hard. I need dementia. Double dose. Can you give me 2 months supply?
It says here that I guess in Alzheimer's in Australia they say those who see a spike in libido may no longer understand what to do with sexual desire or when or where to appropriately exercise these desires. So if you see your grandpa banging grandma in the kitchen just before Thanksgiving dinner, understand that may be part of the sickness.
Don't eat the stuffing.
Just let it happen.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat that stuffing.
Look, grandpa's stuffing grandma. He's stuffing the turkey.
They all can't be gems. All right, here I got a couple stories left here, but this was recent. I think this happened locally, but two women dressed as nuns tried to rob a bank in Pennsylvania.
That's a bad habit to have,
right? I mean,
nothing.
Bad habit.
Two women dressed as nuns.
Bad habit.
I don't get it. What is the joke?
Okay. Well, you're both being from Catholics. You're both Catholics. What do they call it? A nun? It's a habit. That's what they wear. It's that outfit. They look like a penguin.
Tannersville, Pennsylvania. Police say two women dressed as nuns attempted to rob a bank in Pennsylvania.
The Jews got it.
Authorities say the women walked into a Citizens Bank near Tannersville on Monday, and one brandished a handgun, demanding money from a teller, but they left without taking anything.
Wow. They felt bad. They repented right in the middle of it.
Each woman was wearing black and nun's habit and veil. One woman also was wearing sunglasses.
that was yeah. a cool one. That
yeah,
was a cool,
cool known. Yeah.
That's sister act.
That and was smoking a cigarette.
She looked like Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
And the Blues Brothers.
And smoking a cigarette.
Wasn't that the funniest scene in the Blues Brothers?
Yeah.
When the nun's slapping them and they're in the desk, yes. they fall down the fucking stairs. Mm-hmm. That was. I remember the first time I saw that movie. I was laughing so hard. Fuck shit! Yeah. Every time they fuck you, what the fuck? Ow, fucker! Shit! That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Ah, the good old days. Yeah.
One day I'll bring my brother-in-law to a show, to one of your Wake Up Late with Dougie show. He cast that movie. You'd love to talk to him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What a great movie.
Yep.
I just watched it recently. It's so really? Funny. It still holds up.
He did Animal House, Blues Brothers, did all that shit.
Fucking, I ran into somebody that had never seen Animal
Isn't
House.
Isn't that disgusting?
I'm like, are you kidding me?
Probably a comedian. Was it a comedian?
Right. No. It was a friend of a comedian.
Okay. And then never saw Animal House.
Never saw it.
It's a must see. You know,
for a person like in their 30s. I mean, it was like they're like our age. Anybody who's in their 50s or 40s,
yeah,
60s.
But he's, what are you, 19? How old are you?
Yeah, 12. 12.
What'd you tell me, boy?
No, but I've seen it.
How do you remember that? but because it's a classic movie.
Yeah.
And if you see it with John Belushi's name in it and you don't watch it, you're making a big mistake.
Yeah.
Right, Doug?
Hell yeah. I love that movie. Here's a story. Class ring lost on Cape Cod 47 years ago. Returned to the owner.
Well,
I wish the hooker who stole my class ring in Costa Rica would send it back. Dennis, Massachusetts, a college class ring lost in the surf at a Massachusetts beach nearly a half a century ago, is back on the finger of its owner.
Wow.
I believe that because I lost my ring in the vagina of a girl on the beach. Go ahead. So what happened?
All right, slow down there, Chief. So, well, we had a story. Was it you guys here when we did the story about the lady lost her engagement ring and it grew in the carrot?
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
Yeah. She planted it, and I guess she was growing, and it
she
was in the dirt.
Gardening.
It had been in the dirt for years, and a carrot grew right through it.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe
That's
it?
Amazing.
That's mm-hmm. how they sized her finger as well. She had big, fat fingers, didn't she?
James Worth was in ankle-deep water at low tide on Dennis Beach last month, scanning with his metal detector when he found the corroded ring. Tracking down the owner was easy because O'Hagan's full name was inscribed in the ring, along with an E, indicating he had studied engineering. Mm-hmm. Worth returned the ring to O'Hagan at his Long Island, New York home earlier this month.
And he passed away shortly thereafter.
Yeah, and he put it on. He got fucking tendonitis.
That was it.
He got a flesh-eating bacteria from it. Stupid. This was a story shared by one of our listeners, Lisa Chase.
Which
actually,
one?
Jennifer Chase.
Which one of them?
Bob?
Which one of them?
Are you still trying to be funny?
No, I'm asking you, a girl or a guy? Which girl?
Carjacker in America dragged down the street with trousers falling off. You got to see the video.
What was a car doing with the trousers on?
The guy tried to carjack the car. He punched the woman. The woman got away, got back in the car, and the guy grabbed the handle, and she took off, dragging his ass, and he still held on to the fucking...
I love that.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Good, drag his stupid ass.
A man who attempted to hijack a car was filmed holding onto the door handle of the vehicle as it moved off, dragging him down the road and pulling his shorts down in the process. And by the way, he had a small penis. Extraordinary footage filmed by the witness in Kent, Washington, shows a large SUV approaching with the man holding onto the door handle as he's dragged along the busy road.
Actually, it was a gas station attendant, and she hadn't paid. He was running out there. Wait, lady, you didn't... And she had also had the gas hose attached to the back of the car, too.
Following the incident, which was witnessed by Twitter users, he was reportedly taken to the hospital while several of his victims were also taken to hospitals. While several of his victims were also taken to hospitals for minor injuries sustained during the attempted carjacking. Yeah, the woman he attacked.
Holy cow. Yeah. She has a lot of balls.
Are you by yourself? No, I got this asshole on the fucking side of the door.
She just punched the gas, man. She punched the fucking gas and took off. You got a picture of that, Elgin?
I'm trying to pull it up right now. I want to see it myself. But,
what about the video?
That's what I'm working on.
Oh.
But I want to see it. But that's you get what you deserve. You shouldn't try to carjack people. You're going to look like an ass.
Some lawyer.
I never feel bad for anybody. Some bad things happen to bad people.
Some fucking attorney will end up getting him money from her car insurance. Or sue something.
Yeah, he could. Yeah, that'll happen. Some attorney will say, look, I'm going to sue you. I mean,
There he goes. See, Nigel?
White guy.
I look at him. Holy cow. His pants are down.
And then she takes off again.
Look at
that. Oh, road burn.
Oh, he lost his pants. He's got his...
Yeah, and then he's dragged further. Look at
oh,
him.
Oh, my God.
Why is he still trying to hold on? What
Talk
an idiot.
Talk about a skid mark.
I think you should abort.
Talk about a skid mark.
Dude, no, she should drive faster. And who cares if he goes under the tire?
Fuck,
he's
yeah,
an idiot.
Man.
Fuck that. I would have started doing donuts.
Donuts, yep. Right. Crashed him into a fucking telephone pole.
You gotta see that video.
That's fantastic. My God. Ladies and gentlemen, you've just witnessed something so stupidly vile. How do you do that, man? Don't you let go at some point?
You gotta press a board at that point.
This might
I mean,
not
what's
work.
In the car? What's in the car? The long lost diamond? Is there like $10 million diamond in that car?
The chick was hot. I was trying to pick her up.
Yeah, would you ever jump on a car? I mean, there was one time in high school, there was a fight and the guy at the beach and the guy ended up jumping on the car to try. I'm like, what are you, fucking nuts?
Oh, Christ. I would
I mean, I picked up one. I took the parking block.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One of the parking blocks was broke, like cracked.
Yeah.
And I fucking lifted it up. And when the guy started driving, I missed because he was driving. I was trying to throw it at him. I was going to try to put it through
his, run over,
I
man.
Was trying to put it through his window.
Oh, shit.
Here's a story. Mom fires gun found at a mall just to see if it's real.
Sure.
What an idiot.
I would.
In Atlanta.
Especially
police say,
in Atlanta.
Police say a boy found a gun in a dressing room in an Atlanta mall, and it fired when the mother pulled the trigger to see if it was real.
That's a great idea.
That's a stupid idea.
News outlets report the mother and son were inside dressing room at the Adidas store. All day I dream about sex. In the Lenox Square on Washington Wednesday, the 10-year-old found the boy found the gun. He thought it was a toy gun under a bench. Atlanta police spokeswoman Stephanie Brown says the mother took the gun from the boy and said, give me that thing before you hurt somebody, and pulled the trigger.
Hmm.
A single shot was fired into the boy's brain. Now he's dead. No, I'm only
Shut
kidding.
The fuck up.
A single shot was fired. Brown says there was no injuries. There was a minimal damage to the wall and a Guy Harvey t-shirt.
And her credit card was declined when she went to buy a pair of sneakers.
Yeah.
You know? Right?
Yeah.
I'm not fucking
Adidas. If you see a gun, you want to know if it's real, what do you do?
I would probably make pointed very far away from me. I would, depending on what kind of gun it was.
It's a trick question, Peter. You find a gun, you don't tell if it's real, you just turn it in.
Of course you do.
Who gives a shit if it's real?
Oh, I do.
Now, if I find it on the side, you know, that's what you want. You go, oh, I'm going to keep this gun. The next thing you get pulled over, it's a murder weapon. That gun just shot 10 people.
Yeah.
You're doing life because you're I wanted to find out. I wanted to keep the gun.
Hmm.
You find a gun, you turn it in.
I watched Leave It to Beaver the other day. Beaver found a wallet in the gutter on Grant Street.
Right?
Really?
$87 in it, a green wallet.
It's a lot of money.
Yep, for yeah. back then. For yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he wanted to keep the money, but he took the money. He took the wallet to the police station. First, he went to his parents' house. They weren't home, so he said, "I'm gonna go to the police station," and he left it there. And a woman came a week later. They gave him 10 days to claim it. They
right.
called every day. And the long story is, he didn't get the wallet.
Are you telling?
He didn't get the money. He got a kiss on the cheek from this hot broad who lost the wallet.
You're talking about Leave It to Beaver?
Yes.
So you're telling us an episode of Leave It to Beaver?
Yeah.
What better way to end the show?
I
want to
ask you,
so
what
relevant.
Would you guys do? Would you turn the wallet in?
I found a wallet one time when I was a kid.
That's what I asked you.
In the parking lot at Publix.
Oh.
We came home. I told my dad. I showed my dad. He was in the car. I said, Dad, I've just found this. This is what I'm going to do.
Did you know there was money in it?
There was money in it. There was like $80 or something.
Okay.
And got the driver's license, called the guy, came to pick up his wallet. Was very happy. He gave me $20.
Nice.
That is great. See, that's the way to do it. That's
yeah.
What
I mean, there was $300 in the wallet, but I said, Dad, there's only $80.
Yeah.
No, but the guy, he goes, thanks. He goes, my dad even asked him, is all your money in there? He goes, yeah, it's all here, man. And I sat there and smiled. See, I'm not a schmuck.
Wow.
That's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank Peter Leonard for joining us today.
By the way, I lost my wallet last week. If you guys find a wallet with $87 in it, please call the Wake Up Late with
Mr. Elgin David.
Yeah, I didn't lose my wallet, but it's been great to be here,
Dougie.
Yeah,
thanks,
thank
buddy. No show tomorrow, but we do have the Wise Guys Comedy Show at Tavolino's. Come out at 8:15. Great show. Frankie Paul's your headliner. Shannon Hall is your feature. I'll be there, and Joseph Ney will be doing a guest spot. For more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com. I'm going to be in Grand Rapids. I'm going to be in Colorado Springs. I'm going to be in Oklahoma City. I'm going to be in Tulsa. All
wow.
kinds of stuff. I'm going to be at Kazi's Comedy Club in Virginia somewhere. But other than that, follow us at Wake Up Dougie here on Twitter. Follow me at Dougie Dangerous on Twitter and Instagram. Elgin?
At Elgin David Comic.
Peter?
Food for Thought Radio Show. Facebook.
Thanks, guys, for listening. And we'll be back next week with all new shows. See you then.
People on earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on an magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Beaming light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They guessed the limits of imagination. Through the door to the world. Journey of